Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Several years ago, our next guest's company got its start by turning used cooking oil into biodiesel fuel, first in the Midlands, then statewide. A few acquisitions later, they're now doing it regionally and have expanded into other forms of organic recycling. Joe Renwick, also known as Bio Joe, is founder and co-owner of Green Energy Biofuel, and he joins us by phone from his company's headquarters in Winnsboro, South Carolina. Bio Joe, welcome back to the program.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate it.
Catch us up to date now since our last interview. I think you had just purchased a company in the Appalachian Mountain area, maybe eastern Tennessee, and what's happened since?
Well, a lot. That kind of created like a launching pad for our business to expand and create remote service areas. So after we expanded into Knoxville, Tennessee, we then later expanded down into the Aiken, Augusta area market and built our third processing facility. It is capable of handling rail car product. We can process 10 tractor trailer trucks in and out at one time, as well as 10 rail cars in and out at one time. We have our own private rail spur. We have our own wastewater treatment process, and we can handle any waste that contains grease.
And so not just cooking oil anymore?
No. So we've moved into processing some lower quality product that comes from like grease traps in the ground. Then that led us down the path of processing wastewater for large-scale food production facilities that might have issues with grease showing up in their wastewater. And that actually is what was kind of the launching pad or either requirement for us to redevelop our business to service large-scale food processing companies like Tyson Foods would be an example that had a lot of fat in their wastewater that we learned how to recover. Then now that's kind of morphed into a whole new business that most recently we actually closed on a composting facility in Elgin, South Carolina. And now we have a zero landfill business that all of our solid waste from our refining of waste fats, oils, and greases can now find a home to then show up in someone's garden soil or spread across their yard to make their grass go green.
So that means the name biofuel, that part of your name might change?
I'm not sure. I mean, the Bio Joe is certainly a branded thing. I'm not sure how to change that at this moment, but we're certainly learning a lot about waste streams.
How was your business, if at all, affected by, and it had to be affected by the pandemic with cooking oil levels probably going down, right?
It was a huge problem. We had just broke the 2,000 account mark with our company. And with COVID, we lost about 500 accounts in around 2 to 3 months' time. Huge impact to our company. I mean, it really put us on our heels, but it really made us hungry to refine our systems and to find new ways to be efficient and new ways to generate revenue. And really, the timing of everything. I mean, we started this Resoil is the name of our composting business. We started this project in December. And so, I mean, very much right in the throes of the whole pandemic, we started this whole other business, which sounds like a bad idea, but man, it really is giving us a launching pad that now that we are zero landfill, it only makes sense to help other companies also become zero landfill. So we have found other businesses that were also strapped with the pandemic of having to make some changes and modify what they were doing to stay up with the times and to keep margins. And so we've actually found ways to help other companies be zero landfill by accepting their waste at our processing facility and have found new revenue for us to generate, but also help ways to help others save money on their disposal.
Well, Joe, thank you so much for spending time with us again. We're certainly enjoying keeping up with your enterprise and look forward to the next chapter.
Absolutely. I'm not sure how many more chapters are left, but We're excited. Our big future is going to be bagging compost for sale in the local market. And past that, we just hope that when people make the decision to eat food, they choose fried.
All right, Joe. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. Have a good day.
Joe Renwick, known as Bio Joe, is founder and co-owner of Green Energy Biofuel, and he joined us by phone from the company's headquarters in Winnsboro, South Carolina. We will have a link to the company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to our podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.